Zohar Kol Kli Yisrael, Day 1, Parshas Acharimos, an excerpt from 67a. Tana was taught, it says about Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. Will be purified from all your sins before Hashem. Kiven nechsiv, since it's written, Mikol chatoseichem, from all of your sins, amai lifnei Hashem. Why does it say before Hashem? That's enough. A person who's, it says, and your sins interrupt between you and your Lord. So automatically, if a person is cleansed from all his sins, he has nothing to interrupt. So automatically, he'll be before Hashem. So it's superfluous. Ella, but rather, Amar Yitzchak said, Yitzchak lifnei Hashem mamish, actually in front of Hashem. Which means, not just that a person merits that there's no interruption between him and divinity, but a person becomes elevated to the special gift of Hashem's love that shines to the world in Yom Kippurim, to be elevated to the highest connection to the Keser, to the crown. And if I just would have known that he doesn't have any sins, I would have known that it goes that high. The Sanya, as it's taught, Mereisha Diarcha, from the beginning of the month, which means the beginning of the month of Tishrei, that Yom Kippurim is the 10th of that month, at the beginning of the month of Tishrei, the first day is Rosh Hashanah. Sifrin Psichin, the books are open, means the books of life. V'dayne Dayonin, and the judges judge. The heavenly court, heavenly tribunal, that's their season when they do the most work. V'chol yoma v'yoma, every single day, bati dinin is masrin is pascha bedina. The courts are given to open in judgment. Ad hao yoma dikrei tisha liyarcha, until that date is called the 9th of the month, which is the day of Erev Yom Kippurim, the day before Yom Kippurim, which works together with Yom Kippurim, their unit. V'hao yoma on that day, solkin dinin kulo l'more didina. The judgments, they all arise to the masters of judgment. Masakni Kursaya Ilor Dirachmi the Malka Kadisha. And they set up a high throne of mercy for the Holy King. Which means Hashem developed this system at the time of judgment. He should have an energy of mercy from which to function out of, in order to help guarantee that a person will come out meritorious in his judgment. Ahal Yoma, on that day, boy in Israel, Esatel Mechte Bichadvasa the Kadmus Marehon. Israel below need to rejoice in bliss before their master. The Zaman Yoma Achro the Mehav, the Mesa Valaya Bekosai Kadisha the Rachmi. That he set up on the next day to sit upon them on a holy throne of mercy. In other words, the day of Erev Yom Kippurim, which is the 9th of the month, that's when they start preparing the throne of mercy on for Yom Kippurim, the 10th of the month. So that's why we eat, we make a celebration, because we have faith that Hashem is going to judge us from a place of mercy. Kursaya Devatranusa, a throne of looking over, which means it's not going to be exacting upon us. And all those books that are open before him, it's written before him all of those sins. Who Mizaki Lon, he cleanses them, Adachi Lon, Mikulu, he purifies them from all. I don't receive that, it's written, Mikol Chatoseichem, from all your sins, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, before Hashem will be purified, Lifnei Hashem Mamish, actually in front of Hashem, which means Hashem himself is busy not only just, you know, forgiving the sins, not just saying, you know, the person won't have to suffer for them, but actually cleansing the soul, all the souls from them, and repairing the damage. Inun Darmin Kro Ad Hocha Armin V'lo Yatir. Those who say the verse, until they say, hear they say not more. And there's not permission for anyone else to say, purify Ela Kahana Rabba, except for the Kohen Gadol, the Polach Pulchana, that he does the service, V'kosher Shmo Kadisha V'pume, and he binds the holy name in his mouth. And this is the foundation of the custom in the liturgy of the Musaf of Yom Kippurim, when we say over this verse, speaking about the confession the Kohen made, we say, Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titoru, Lifnei Hashem, and the word Titoru is missing, because we need the Kohen Gadol himself to come and say it. Kad Hove is Kosher Mizbarach Bakume, he's a special one, has this connection to Holy Name, so, Kad Hove is Kosher Mizbarach Bakume, when it was bound and blessed in his mouth, how Kol Anochus Abadjishpe, that voice descends and collides in him. Means the supernal voice comes down. and the word shines in the mouth of the Kohen. V'omer titor, he says, be purified. So it's a divine hashroa, resting of light from above. Polach b'chana misborchen kolin in loin nishtaru. He does the service, has blessed all those above that are left. V'basin afterwards, aschi gufei, he cleanses his body, v'kiddush yodei, and sanctifies his hands, l'ola b'chana achra kadisha, to enter into another holy service. Ad yiskaven the male aser achra ilo kadisha mikula, till he has in mind to enter into another high place that's holy of them all, which means the Holy of Holies. Plus Ashurin Sachrin Lei. Three rows surround him. Kohani, Achoy, his brethren, the Kohanim, Levoy, the Levim, Mikol Shar Amma, Kulu, from all the other people, all of them. Zakvin Yodin Alevit Slosa. They all lift their hands upon him in the prayer. Vikitra de Dava Zakva Baragle. And a crown of gold lifts up in his feet, on his foot. Notol Tlasa Psian, he takes three steps, Vikulu Kaiman Bikumaihu, they all stand in their plate and their endurance alone, Notlan Basra, you don't go after him. Notol Tlasa Psian Achran, he takes another three steps, Ashra the Dutte, surrounds his place. Notol Tlasa Psian, he takes three steps, Astim Ainin, closing the eyes, his kasha the alien is attached above. He's tied above, bound above. All Asr the all, he enters into the place that he enters, which means the Holy of Holies. Shama kol gadfoy de churvayim ezamrin. Here's the voice of the wings of the Kruvim angels that sing. So it says many places that the music comes. Kruvim anetzach and hod, which is the root of music, and the wings make the music, and that's why music has the power. The root of music, that's why music has the power to elevate the soul, to make it fly up to Hashem, and yearning, and dveikus, and rapture. Hakishan gadfin prishon le'ela. And knocks together the wings spread out above. Havu akter k'toris, he would burn the incense, mishtacha kol gadfaihu, and would stop the voice of their wings, cease, and stop the music. V'chishu estavka, and attached to silence, which means it enters into the world of Ein Sof, which is through silence, through nothingness. Mikan hazachi, if the Kohen is meritorious, to hold le'ela, b'chidu ishtachach, behold above, bliss is found. Ofach also over here, Baha'i Shait at that time, Nofik Rava de Nahura, comes out, the goodwill of light, Mizbaspa Merechin de Turia Farsamona Dachya de Leila, scented from the aromas of mountains of balsam, pure balsam above, which means the lights of the Keser. Very, very high levels of Hashem's mercy and love. Great revelations of divinity. Va'azla b'chol how Asa goes in that whole place, for all Recha betray Nukri de Chutmi. And the aroma enters into the two nostrils of his nose, and Misyashra Libe, and his heart is settled. Yidin Kulahu Bilchishu. Then his, everything is in silence. So Pitra Lo Ishtachach Tamon. No problem is found there. Posachau Kana, Pupume, Bitslosa, Ruusa Bechedvasa. The Kohen opens his mouth in prayer, in will, in bliss. And these are also levels of the Keser of the Nefesh. Since he is of the soul, since he is in the place of the temple, which is draws from the Keser of Hashem. So it's awaken the aspect, the highest internal aspects of the Keser of his Nefesh, which are will, which is from Orchan Pin, and bliss, which is from Atik. But Solid Slow saying he prays his prayer. Basa Desayim, after he finishes, Zakvin Kruvayim Kim Lakadmin, Kadfayim Mizamrin. The Kruvim lift up their wings as at first and sing. Kedain Yoda Kohana Derusahu V'idan Chadvasa Lakula. Then the Kohen knows that it's goodwill and it's the time of bliss of them all. Amar Yodin is Kabul, slow saying. The people know it's received his prayer. What it is written in Yeshaya, Imuchatoichem Kashanim Shoshel Gibinu. If your sins will be as crimson, will be white in the snow. His fleece is white as snow. Vu Sav Lachore, and he turns back, but Sali slow saying, prays his prayer. Zako Chulke de Kahana, met worthy is the portion of the coin, the Ko al Yode, al Yodoi Chidu al Chidu Ishtachach, ha Yom al Eil Vesata. Thus to him, bliss upon bliss is found in that day above and below. Ahai Shaitek, see, by that time it's written, Ashrayim Shekocholo, happy is the nation that thus is to them, Ashrayim Shashem Elokov, happy is the nation, Hashem is their Lord. And the special connection to Hashem and everything, that Hashem loves them and forgives them, gives them the highest connection.